This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. After an hours-long manhunt, Dutch police have arrested a suspect in a shooting incident on a tram, which left three people dead and five others wounded in the city of Utrecht on Monday. Ferd Grapperhaus is the Dutch Justice Minister.
Fortunately, this person was on camera, on the surveillance camera of the tramway, so we were able to very soon spot him, to also connect him through a runaway car in which he had fled from the place of the assault. So we have now arrested him. We do not know as yet as to what his motives are.
Authorities immediately raised the terror alert to the maximum level of 5 in Utrecht. Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte said a terror attack could not be excluded. Security has been increased at Dutch airports as well as mosques. Schools in Utrecht have been closed. Residents advised to stay home. U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen said Monday that her department may have been founded to combat terrorism, but its mission is shifting to also confront emerging online threats. With more, here's Sagar Magani.
When DHS was founded after 9/11, Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen says it had one main mission.
The war on terror.
The role has shifted with technology and with the nation facing threats in cyberspace. Nielsen says it's no longer just troops and federal agents on the front lines.
It's U.S. companies. It's our schools and gathering places. It's ordinary, everyday Americans.
Nielsen says enemies are mercilessly targeting everybody's phones and networks. She says China and Iran are among the nations mimicking Russian election interference tactics, and America needs an all-of-society approach to fighting back. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. The U.S. Special Envoy for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, and the Russian Deputy Foreign Minister, Sergei Ryabkov, are meeting in Rome this week to discuss the deteriorating situation in Venezuela. Russia is expected to reiterate its position that a U.S. military intervention in Venezuela would be unacceptable. Sabina Castelfranco has more for VOA.
For Russia, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro remains the country's only legitimate leader. Russian officials are expected to emphasize this point when they meet with the U.S. Special Envoy for Venezuela in Rome on Monday and Tuesday. The U.S. and some 50 other nations have recognized opposition leader Juan Guaido as Venezuela's interim president. Russia is to reiterate its position that a U.S. military intervention in the South American country would be inappropriate, Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov told the Interfax news agency on Sunday. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
On Friday, Venezuela created a unit tasked with protecting basic installations and services such as electricity and water a week after a massive blackout. The Speaker of Britain's House of Commons may have dealt a potentially fatal blow to Prime Minister Theresa May's ailing Brexit deal. The government intended to try a third time to get lawmakers to back the deal, ideally before May joins EU leaders Thursday at a Brussels summit where she is set to ask the bloc to postpone Britain's departure. Another demonstration in Paris this weekend is being called the March of the Century. Tens of thousands of people gathered in the French capital to demand action on climate change. Protesters at the march said taking a stand now is the only way to protect the planet. Saturday's demonstration came just weeks after a European teenager began protesting outside of lawmakers' offices.
My name is Greta Thunberg. I'm 16 years old and I'm from Sweden. And every Friday I am school striking for the climate outside the Swedish Parliament, alongside hundreds of thousands of other children from all around the world.
Students around the world joined her in thousands of similar walkouts Friday, and environmental groups say Thunberg inspired Saturday's march in the French capital. Flight data recorders of Boeing 737 MAX planes that crashed in Ethiopia and Indonesia show clear similarities, that according to Ethiopia's transport minister. The minister said the so-called black boxes from Flight 302 that crashed last week were recovered and are in good condition. Almost all data was able to be extracted. 157 people were killed in that crash. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.